A run for Opal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Memorial Day from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today said there will be resolution with Opel in the coming days. 25,000 people work for GM's troubled European unit in Germany, and the German government is examining the offers that have come in for it. While ultimately it is GM's decision, lawmakers there will have a say with financing guarantees. Nelson Schwartz is the European correspondent for the New York Times. He joins us on the line right now from Paris. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's happening with all these last-minute bids?
I think what you really got is the maneuvering and kind of high-stakes poker that you have in any kind of corporate deal-making, but it's more complex because you've got the governments of Germany involved as well as all these different automakers.
This is between two or three, or who's at the top and who's the runner-up here?
Basically, the two main contenders are Magna, which is an auto parts maker, mm-hmm. and Fiat, the Italian car maker. And there's a third private equity company, and then there were rumors maybe the Chinese might bid, but I think it's really down to Magna and Fiat.
So it seemed as though Fiat was the stronger of the two. What's going on there?
I think most people in the industry thought Fiat was, you know, the clear company most likely to win. The German government and union officials like Magna because it might result in fewer job cuts. There's a lot of business sense to a Fiat-Opel deal, but that might mean more factory closures and job cuts, which the German government wants to avoid.
Magna, of course, being from Canada, right?
Yes, Magna's from Canada, but it also has major operations in Austria and is very familiar, you know, with all these different automakers for making parts and actually even helping make some of the vehicles. So it knows what it's doing. But it's not a traditional car company, so there's a little bit more of a risk there, I think, than with Fiat, which knows its business but needs the money from the German government to make it work.
Mm. How much are these negotiations over Opel set to determine, say, the future course for automakers?
Well, it's a really big deal because there's different visions for the auto industry out there. Sergio Marchionne is the chief executive of Fiat. He just acquired 20% of Chrysler. He wants to sort of envision a landscape where you've got a few big automakers making 5-6 million cars a year that can really achieve economies of scale. It's a compelling vision, but it's very hard to do in Europe because the governments don't want job cuts. And if you keep having all these different companies out there, you employ more people, but ultimately, you know, nobody makes that much money.
A lot of wrangling going on.
You got it.
Nelson Schwartz, European correspondent for the New York Times in Paris. Thanks.
My pleasure.
GM in this country is trying to get bondholders to forgive $27 billion in debt. If the bondholders don't cooperate and take a very small stake in the company, GM will likely file for bankruptcy. Wall Street, slow going on Friday. The S&P closed down 0.2%. The Dow and NASDAQ basically flat but down. Slight gains for the markets last week, however. No trading today for Memorial Day, a bank holiday in Britain, so no FTSE. Paris and Frankfurt shares are lower right now. Asian markets closed mostly higher today. President Obama says the U.S. government is broke. He made the comments in an interview over the weekend on C-SPAN, answering a question about the gigantic national debt and deficit, and when the nation would run out of money, the president responded, quote, "Well, we're out of money now." Of course, the government keeps running and bailing entire industries out of their doldrums, but Mr. Obama reiterated things aren't so doom and gloom, and he has other things on his plate.
The economy is going to bounce back, and we want to get out of the business of helping auto companies as quickly as we can. I've got more than enough to do without that. In the same way that I want to get out of the business of helping banks.
President Barack Obama in an interview on C-SPAN over the weekend.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
Having a baby can be tough enough for the people of a region prone to financial restraints and violence. But what about the Lebanese couples who, without help, cannot have children? Now a bank, of all places, is helping out with loans. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
When Maher Mezhir first heard that his fellow Lebanese were more infertile than the average person, the marketing professor started doing his homework on married couples.
We have done a quantitative research on 600 persons showing that 18.7% couldn't have babies.
Mezhir, who's also a marketing manager at Lebanon's First National Bank, saw dollar signs. He calculated that each year, around 10,000 couples in Lebanon undergo fertility treatments of some kind. Mezhir's research resulted in this. This is the First National Bank's ad for a fertility loan. It's part of an ad blitz that features a very small, cute newborn baby curled up and sleeping on a blanket. The kid is on billboards and in magazines. Lebanese sociologists have noted the pressure society exerts on newlyweds to have children here. Mezhir says Lebanese families can be overbearing.
If after 3 or 5 or 6 months they don't see that the lady is pregnant, they start asking, is it she or you? Are you trying? When are you trying?
And adoption is not an option for most Lebanese. It's banned for Muslims, and Christians frown on it. Infertility is also grounds for divorce here. But now Mezhir says his loan can help. Couples can borrow $7,000 at 5% interest. It can be used to finance in vitro fertilization surgery or fertility treatments. Mezhir says the bank isn't looking to profit off the loans. He says they are humanitarian and good marketing for FNB Bank.
Because this is the best way to touch their heart. Each time they would look at their baby and the baby would smile, they would remember FNB. It is the best way to get into their life.
Some Lebanese have objected to Mezhir's fertility loan, but Mezhir says in the ad campaign's first week, his bank received more than 100 calls a day. In Beirut, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Memorial Day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.